guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Conspiracy Buzz. I'm Bailey, and with me as always
is Venice.
And for this week's episode, we'll be talking about the Aaron Hernandez trial and conspiracy theories.
If you are a new listener, we make podcasts about new and old theories about major events in our history. We have a website at conspiracybuzz.nitosa.org where you can find information about us or our podcast. We also have an email on there, so if you want to contact us, that would be great. We actually have a special guest today. His name is Jake.
Hi.
And he has his own podcast at
It's Extra Innings, the Extra Innings podcast.
You guys should go listen to it.
It's not bad, actually. It's pretty good. It's about like new things that happen in sports, and I give my take on it. And usually, it's more reasonable than what you usually hear on the internet. Well, it might not be as fun to listen to. It's still a very fun listen.
There you go.
If that makes any sense at all.
It's kind of cool because since Jake's podcast is about sports, we decided to have a sports-themed conspiracy theory today. And it's the Aaron Hernandez trial.
Ooh. A very touchy subject.
Still, I feel like it's still a touchy subject.
It's very, I mean, even after the documentary was put out, it's still kind of, nobody really knows what really happened. So.
True. Would you like to give a little intro about everything?
You want me to give the intro about this conspiracy?
Yes.
Okay.
It's your subject. Do it.
So, Aaron Hernandez, I don't know if you guys will know. It just depends. He was a star tight end for the New England Patriots. He had recently signed a four-year, $40 million contract, which was the second most all-time by a tight end at the time. And then just, a little while later, that same year, he was arrested for the murder of Odin Lloyd. And immediately after, he was released from the Patriots. His contract was terminated. And that's where everything kind of started.
So what happened? Like, why did he get accused of the murder?
Well, I think he got accused of it because he was the last one seen with him. While Odin Lloyd was alive, Aaron Hernandez was like the last one with him. They were at like a nightclub together that night, and there was stuff that went down between Aaron Hernandez, a group of people, and then Odin Lloyd. And that group of people were like, I don't know, just things. And there was like reports that he felt like he lost his trust for Odin Lloyd. And there's a lot of things that happened, but it was just a big weird night at a nightclub that ended up in Odin Lloyd getting killed.
And then at what point was he convicted of the other murders?
Well, he was only convicted of that one murder because you're jumping ahead.
The one that happened in 2013, and then one happened in.
There was one that happened in 20. There was one that happened in 2012 with the drive-by shooting, where he was in the car and like his friend, and then he was also a drug dealer. They were in the car together, and there was like an altercation that night, I'm pretty sure at another nightclub. He should have just stayed away from nightclubs. I don't know what he was doing. But there's a, murder conspiracy. He was accused of a drive-by shooting where he pulled up next to the car of people he got an altercation with and just started shooting at them. He killed two and injured other passengers in the car. And then he tried blaming it on his, his drug dealer friend, saying that he was the one that killed him, and apparently his drug dealer friend lost his like right eye or something like that because of telling him to like stay quiet, like Aaron Hernandez telling him to stay quiet. But there was really never any real there was not any good enough proof to tie him to the double murder and the drive-by shooting. So he was acquitted of that after he was arrested, like for the Odin Lloyd murder. So I mean, even still, like just him being kind of connected to that just still puts everything together of what kind of person he really was.
So I heard that he hung himself when, and then that like people thought that his lawyer had believed that Aaron could have been murdered by inmates, or as homicide plotted by prison officials.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that?
I think a lot of of the stories are very believable because his life was kind of just a bunch of stories that nobody really knew like the full extent of, because his sexuality coming out to the public after his death, and you know, it's just the things with like his fiance or you know, and I think it's very possible that the inmates could have killed him. Like it's also very possible that he did end up hanging himself, but just didn't, you know, necessarily in quotes tell anybody that he was going to do it. But I also think it's very, very realistic that the inmates just plotted against him. Maybe prison guards. I'm not too sure, but it's very possible that they could have been the one behind his murder, his death.
So some people believe that his third suicide note as was proof that he wasn't planning to kill himself. And it was for his eternity. Jose Baez, it didn't mention dying at all. So his first one, I think, was to his girlfriend, second one to his daughter, and the third one was to his lawyer. And it didn't mention anything about killing himself. And they said that he was, like, excited to get out and being, like, appealed or whatever and going back to trial.
I don't even think there was really a chance he was going to get out.
Yeah.
Because he did get life without parole. Technically, if... you know, it's, they're doing a new trial and there's new evidence that he didn't do it or something. Yeah. He could have been falsely imprisoned, but I just think that if he really did kill himself, then he really knew that it was true that he did kill him and he wasn't getting out of this. And he felt like he had nothing left to live because, you know, after he died, they did research on his brain and he had severe brain damage. CTE.
Yeah, that's what it says. That he had a brain disease that was possible factor in it.
I read something that said it was like the most brain damage somebody had seen on a person so young.
Oh, wow.
And he was involved, you know. We went to school with at Florida, where that was the time where everybody was going crazy, doing illegal things, you know, partying all the time. And then, of course, you had Tim Tebow, who was literally Jesus Christ. I'm serious. He was like this pure guy. This is the same Tim Tebow that saved a man's life while playing minor league baseball like so many years later. And then you have around him is all these players are just getting into trouble, going to parties, doing drugs, all that kind of thing. But I think that I don't really know if he was ever. I don't know if he was gonna tell his lawyer that he was gonna kill himself. Like, I don't know if that could be enough proof, because I don't know why he'd tell his lawyer that if they're still fighting for him getting out. I don't know. That's just me. What do you guys think? Because I'm doing a lot of talking.
I think if somebody played football for that long, you would have some degree of brain damage from constant collision.
Well, they said that, so a neuropathologist and McKee said he had extensive deterioration in his frontal lobe. Which like affects his judge and everything. So I definitely think that it could have. been a factor.
Oh, definitely could have been a factor. His brain wasn't working properly, and it was just.
Or also all of the like partying and probably drugs and stuff like that.
I mean, I think they probably. Well, I hope they took that in consideration in his trial. And.
I mean, he did kill somebody, so
yeah.
I mean, no matter how mentally ill you can be, you can't necessarily, I don't feel like you can be around people like that, because at times you could become a harm to society.
Yeah, but I definitely feel like I'm hoping that they definitely looked at his brain and how it affected everything. But I definitely do think that maybe someone conspired and of wanting him dead, so they tried planning.
Yeah, I would definitely think somebody wanted him dead.
Well, that happens all the time in prison. Like, somebody commits an awful crime and then their inmates try to kill him, or they
whether it's
or
pedophilia,
they kill themselves.
Yeah,
it's both, because literally nobody knows why he killed him. There's like so many different like reasonings why he killed him. Nobody knows why he died. Nobody knows, like, I mean, they know he hung himself,
yeah,
but like nobody really knows anything about his life when it comes to like that kind of thing. It wasn't even like secretive, because like it all came out, but it was just like, what's the word, like he was just I don't know.
Was it like just sudden?
It was just like, it's nobody, it's so confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the word I wanted to use, but it's the only word I could think of.
Yeah, I think it's something, I definitely think that, like, because with other things, like pedophiles and everything, like inmates do tend to, like,
mm-hmm.
I've seen, like, people, and I've heard people, like, hurting people that do stuff like mm-hmm. that because it's so harmful.
Ted Bundy's inmates kill him?
Oh, I don't know.
See,
I really don't know.
Look, I thought we were talking about Aaron Hernandez here. Okay, I didn't look into Ted Bundy. I'm just going to say.
I'm just bringing that up.
No, you make a good point. But like, I have no clue. I really, like, this is going to sound weird, but I have absolutely no, like, I know Ted Bundy, but I have absolutely no idea who he is.
Neither
like,
do I.
But like, I know Ted Bundy is? I know like the name. I just don't really know Ted Bundy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what he did.
Like, I've heard about him and I've heard him, but like, mm-hmm. I don't know what he did. Like, if you showed me a picture of him, I'd be like, yeah, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. He basically just raped and murdered, like, a dozen of women.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so his lawyer Bill had Cosby. Said that...
Oh, no, he got the electric chair.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something I wanted to bring up. She said electric chair. So when Aaron Hernandez got sentenced, they couldn't give him the death penalty because there's no death penalty where he was
in Massachusetts.
So I mean, so there's that. So he wasn't living on death row or anything. He was in prison. He wasn't gonna get death. He was gonna just keep living and serving a sentence. Like, so that does tie in because it's not like he was going to die soon from an execution or anything. That's mm-hmm. the right word, right?
Yeah.
Like, so that also ties into it because, like I said, he wasn't going to die soon from an execution,
mm-hmm.
but also he might have felt like he had nothing left to live for mm-hmm. because, one, his brain was damaged. He probably just stopped caring about life.
Yeah.
But also maybe he just wanted to, I wouldn't even say try to make amends with the universe because you can't really do that after killing somebody.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
His lawyer had said he was looking forward to the opportunity for a second chance to prove his innocence. So I'm wondering why he was excited about proving his innocence, but then in return, essentially, quote unquote, killing himself.
Yeah.
So it just seems weird how he would kill himself if he was looking forward. If his lawyer said he was looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people do say things that they don't necessarily mean to just keep everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is one of those times. Maybe he just said something like that to keep everything going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just writing. I mean, I don't really necessarily know what was said in the first two notes. But in the third note, if he's going to tell his lawyer he's going to kill himself, like, that note could get in the wrong, I won't say necessarily the wrong hands, but in, like, a different pair, this different set of hands.
Yeah.
Or even like the lawyer could like get it and then just a lot of things could happen that would be bad by saying that. So there's people do say things that they don't mean, mm-hmm. especially when like they're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like kind of iffy on what was really meant in his note to his lawyer.
Yeah.
Because maybe he did think he was innocent. Maybe he did think he was going to get out, and then all of a sudden one day it kind of just hit him like, I'm kind of tired of this, I don't want to live anymore.
Maybe he just didn't want to fight anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How long was he in prison before he...
I think he had served like about 2 years.
Mm, yeah.
And it was like 2015 where he hung himself. I remember that day.
He killed himself in Shirley, Massachusetts.
I remember that day. I remember looking at my phone like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, and it was like, Aaron Hernandez has been arrested for the murder of Odin Lloyd. And I'm just kind of sitting there, you know, me being like, what, like 10, 11? I'm like, I don't know what this means.
Exactly.
Like, what does that mean? Is he like off the team? Like, like, I don't know anything about the real world. Good? Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
He was so good. Like I said earlier when I was explaining him, he got the second most money at the time for a tight end in NFL history.
Wow.
I mean, now that contract's been, or that record, I mean, he didn't have the record, but that's been broken
big
time. Like, there's probably going to be a tight end getting, and like this year,
mm-hmm.
getting like more, like getting that or more.
Oh,
and he's not and he's not even like on his level of talent wise. And I know like salary does go up, but still.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching the documentary when it came out on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch all of it.
I didn't either. I like stopped to go to bed and I just never finished it.
Yeah, my mom was watching it, but it seems weird.
It's a pretty dark subject.
It is.
It's kind of a dark subject for a podcast.
He's a dark guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't want to touch on another thing about his death.
Do it.
Okay, so so he was, you know, he was still, I want to say, he wasn't on his contract with the Patriots anymore. He had just signed it 2 years prior. Like, this, the day of his death was 2 years, not on the exact day, but it was like 2 years prior or 3 years prior to the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he didn't like kill him and go to jail and stuff, he'd still be on that contract.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another thing that came out where I want you guys to say if you believe this or not, where he killed himself thinking that his fiance, I don't really remember if they ever, I don't think they ever got married. I think she was just his fiance. I'm pretty sure. Where he killed himself thinking that she and like her and the daughter were going to get all the money from his contract because he, you know, killed himself. The money was no longer going to him. It would have to go to her.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole thing where like, he killed himself so that they could get the money to support themselves, like so he could help support the family. I mean, while being dead, but I mean, that's like what, like $10 million? Because it was 4 years, $40 million. That's like $10 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it was structured or anything, but if that's how it was going to work, maybe, and he was going to like he was going to get $10 million. Like $10 million could go to the family, but also his contract was terminated, so that might have just meant the contract, like no money, nothing. Like,
yeah,
literally there's nothing left about you on this team anymore. Like no contract, we don't have to pay you anything. You're in jail, you're a bad person. Like,
yeah,
I actually was talking to my dad the other day about this and he said the same thing. And like, I believe, I mean,
I do.
Yeah. But like, it just sucks because if he was like, well, I'm not going to be able to support them otherwise. And then he kills himself for no reason, and then his family doesn't get any money.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if – because, like, nobody ever really knows how – after what happens after you die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with, like – the like, do you just, like, sit there and just dark the entire time? Like, just black? Like,
yeah.
That would be a good topic for
I know.
Episode.
Like,
right after death.
But, like, I wonder if he knows that his family didn't get any money. Because I'm pretty sure they didn't get any money.
Yeah.
They didn't get anything?
I don't think so.
I'm sure.
So I wonder if he knows that they didn't. I wonder if he's just sitting there in like eternal darkness or anything. Just sitting there like, you know what? I did a good thing. I gave my family $10 million.
Oh, no. He's weighing. Yeah. Oh, that would be so sad.
Dude,
that is sad, though, that if he did kill himself.
I mean, it's
came out of it.
Nobody, because like nobody knows why he killed Odin Lloyd. Nobody knows why he was involved in the double murder.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows why he's dead. It's just nobody knows anything about this. And it's so sad because this could have been like, because it's already like a juicy topic. It could have just like that. Literally the details could have just been like the icing on the best cake ever made in existence.
Exactly.
And that's what's so sad because the story is so interesting. Just starting in college, like him starting in college to his death is just like the most interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. True.
There's so many details, so many different things that play into it.
Yeah.
True.
It's just weird.
And just me being
like a sports kind of person, like that's what makes it better. Cause like the sports conspiracy theories are kind of like iffy. You know, you have the one playoff game with the Lakers and Kings, which is like,
mm-hmm.
whatever, like it's not, it's like, yeah, it's a big deal, but at the same time it's like, okay, like it's, I mean, it is refs rigging games, which is what everybody tries to could like accuse them of now, but it's like not like this. You have, we looked at one with Cal Ripken Jr. His streak almost ended because he found Kevin Costner sleeping with his wife.
Oh yeah.
I had never, like, I'm so such sad. A baseball fan, I have never heard of that. So yeah, so he had this like big like consecutive games played streak. He has the all-time record, but there was a conspiracy where he was going to miss a game because he left and then went back and saw Kevin Costner sleeping with his wife.
Oh.
And then he told the Orioles, like, I'm not going to play today. Like, I have to go, I mean, not kill the man, but like, I have to like deal with this. And so there's a conspiracy that they specifically had like turned off the lights and pretended like electricity went out and like necessarily did all the steps to cancel the game so that his consecutive game streak didn't like end because there was no game being played. So that's also like juicy, but I feel like that's kind of just like a one thing, like a one kind of thing where like
that kind of seems like it could be true though.
It can.
Oh yeah.
But like it, I mean, maybe it's something, you know.
But I feel like they're powerful people, so I mean, yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, yeah, he was the face of the Orioles. Like exactly. I want to say he's the one thing going on that was going for them because they weren't bad back then, like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that was like one of the biggest things in baseball. Like, will he break the record for the most games played? But other than that, like this Aaron Hernandez thing, but I was saying, like, it is the biggest. What I want to say, what if, because he, like, you know, we've been saying he did kill somebody and did go to jail, but at the same time, it is the biggest what if because nobody really knows what happened, and that's like the worst part about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, you're so awkward. Well.
Well, you can find more stuff about sports on Jake's podcast at extrainnings.nitosa.org. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast about Aaron Hernandez and everything that went on there. We hope you guys enjoyed this week's content, and we hope you can come back for our next episode. Make sure you subscribe and leave a review or comment about the podcast. We do have an email. It's on our website, and you can email us with any questions or if you have any suggestions for another episode or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so, and if you like conspiracy theories, there's a possibility I might do one on my podcast.
Ooh.
I might bring these two with me. I might just leave them somewhere else. Who knows? I might even follow up with Cal Ripken Jr.
Ooh.
Sorry, I just had to promote myself for a second. My bad. I'll let them finish.
So tune into that episode for his
potential. I can guarantee you it won't be the next one though, because I already have one done. But it might come.
So yeah, make sure you check out his podcast and make sure you guys listen to this week's podcast. And we hope you guys are ready for next week's podcast, because we will have, I think, a pretty interesting topic next week. So hope you guys tune in for that one, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.